So it's the weekend, and you are listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. My name is Mr. 2020. It is Saturday, the 6th of April, 8:28 a.m. Victoria's on special assignment away with her siblings for the weekend. And here I am, doing what I do. It's Saturday. And the only reason I know it's Saturday is because the hillbillies aren't here. I love my hillbillies. They've been redoing the cottage floor. They dug up all the old stuff. They put down new stuff. It's just delightful, honoring the old cottage. And they're not here today. And I am. And it's nice. You know, it's funny. I sort of do what most people would call work every single day. And I don't mind. Because I've imagined up a kind life. And a kind of life that I simply enjoy. You know, when you were little, you adopted the stories of those around you without knowing that they're stories. And one of the stories that people have is this story about, I don't know, struggle leads to success. You know, you've got to do your part. You earned it. Go take a break. You earned it. Enjoy your 7 days off this year. Don't worry. Your work will accumulate and be worse when you get back. These are the stories that we've accepted as true. And I invite you to notice, what are the stories that you've accepted as true? I've been having some lovely chats, exploring with people what happens when you stop living for duty. The first objection that the rational mind often comes up with, well, nothing will get done. No one will do the right thing. Sounds nice, doesn't it? It's a great way to justify suffering. And I notice a lot of people justify suffering and making other people suffer. Because I'm suffering. You know, everyone should. Everyone should do their part. Everyone needs to struggle. I just invite everyone that I meet to stretch. I invite everyone that I meet to show up in their lives more differently. Less predictably. I notice a lot of people choose predictable over passion every single day. And part of that does go along with this whole duty thing versus desire. You know, your desires beckon you like a lover. They beckon you to dance. They beckon you to delight. They beckon you to unexplored territory. And what most people do is they settle for explanations. We are the explanation nation. Wherever you are in the world, people settle for explanations all the time. And yet the best-selling movies of all time all have to do with exploring, adventure. And most people settle for vacations instead of exploring, adventure. You are how God has the adventure of a lifetime. Some people don't like that I say that. And I say why, and then they explain it to me. Meanwhile, I'm inviting you to a whole new level of you. I'm inviting you to listen to this podcast a few times. It's a short one. But what if you could have a life where, you know what, I don't care if it's the weekend or a public holiday, and I can't tell you the last time I've took a vacation. I could. I just don't want to. I have no desire to leave home. I've got a lovely routine that's not a rut. What do you got? So in 9 days, Dream Driven Day opens. Well, actually, it begins. It's open right now. You can join us, get the bonuses. Facebook group is there. It goes active next week. What if you had dreams driving your days? What if when life beckoned? I love the word beckoning. I really do. What if instead of duty, instead of settling for duty, you soared with desire? I was working with a couple last year. And often what happens in marriage is sex becomes a duty. And so does everything else. Except most people won't face that. They won't take the time to notice that their life, including what used to be fun, what used to be intimate, has become duty-driven. Is there anything worse? And I'm not just talking about sex in the bedroom. I'm talking about exploring and expanding and discovering and enjoying each other. And I'm not just talking husband and wife. I'm talking every relationship that you ever can have. What if you could enjoy and explore and experience more wealth, more money, more of your body, and maybe even more sexuality with your chosen partner, and food? You'd get out of your head and into your life. You'd stop being duty-driven, and you might start enjoying those desires as they show up. But anyway, dreamdrivenday.com. Feel free to join us if you want to explore something more. If you want to stop settling for the stories that you bought as a little child, watching those around you struggle. Because you can perpetuate that for the next 7 generations. You can perpetuate that for your family. Or you can stretch and soar. And now for fun, why not imagine being part of this dream-driven day as we go into the silence. So the chief hillbilly says to me yesterday, by the way, I love these guys. Anybody who misinterprets what I say is a slam. That's you, not me. So the chief of the hillbillies yesterday and I are talking. He's a lovely fella, Pete. And Pete's telling me how much he loves our property. He loves our vision. He loves what we're doing here. He's an old-time resident of this town. Altham. Altham meaning El as in El Shaddai, Elohim, what the names of God, and Tham as in home. We literally live in Eltham, the home of God. We literally live in the potter's house, a house built by a potter and her husband, a house made of mud. And this moved me around the world because I didn't settle for a suck story. I invite you to stretch and soar with us. Join us in dreamdrivenday.com. See ya.